Yerushalmi Peh, corresponding to Zvachim, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis, on the base of the Mishnah. Mishu Liket Peh, V'ama Ha'ezu Leploini, Rabbi Eliezer Oime Zocha, V'chacham Oimim, Yitnena La'oni, V'hanimsa Rishon. Mishu says, the one who picked Peh and said, this is for Ploini, Rabbi Eliezer says that Ploini acquires it, Chachamim say that he must give it to the first poor man that he meets. Ha'leket V'ashicha V'apeya, Sh'anochu Yichayev V'maaseh Elim Kain Hifke. Leket shicha and peah of a Gentile is obligated in maaseh unless he made it ownerless. And the Gemara says, "Rishu ben Levi Amar habal abayis osher nechaku, habal abayis oni ma'achashu roi little zocha." The Gemara says that Rishu ben Levi says they disagree over a rich landowner, but as for a poor one, since he's fit to receive, he may acquire on behalf of another. Amar b'zeira, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishu ben Levi shloshtan amru dava echad. Rabbi Zeira says that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi all said the same thing. Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Lezer, Adam zeicha lechaveroi b'mitzia. Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Lezer, a person can take possession of an ownerless object on behalf of his friend. Rabbi Yochanan de Taninan, Taninan taman mitzias benoy avitoy hakatanim avde b'shichasei hakananim mitzias ishtoy hoi elu sheloi mitzias benoy avitoy hakadolim v'avde b'shichasei ha'evuim mitzias ishtoy shegirsha af avi sheloi nosan la k'suba hoi elu shelohem v'am Rabbi Yochanan k'she'ein tefulim la'aviyem aval im hayu tefulim la'aviyem mitziusam sheloi. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzias says that the objects found by a person's young son or daughter or a slave or slave woman belong to him, but those of his adult son or daughter or a Jewish slave or maidservant or of his ex-wife, even if he didn't yet pay her k'suba money, they belong to them. Rabbi Yochanan said that this applies when his adult children are not sustained by him, but if they are, the objects belong to him, and this shows that a person can acquire on another's behalf. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amu b'balabayis, Osher, Nechaku, Abba balabayis, Oni, Me'achashu roi, Litol, Zocha. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, as we just mentioned before, that Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim disagree over a rich landowner, but as for a poor one, since he's fit to receive, he may acquire on behalf of another. Tani, Haseiches Apoel Asois Imoi B'chol Malacha Mitziusoi Levalabayis. The Brisa says, one who hires a laborer to do any work needed, the laborer's found items go to the employer. Rav Shimon Lokish Boy, Rots Lachzo Choyze Boy, Vad Amrith Mitziusoi Levalabayis. Rav Shimon Lokish, we have a question. It says, if the laborer wants to withdraw from the deal in the middle of the day, he may withdraw. And the Brisa says that his found items go to the employer. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha Amar Rav Yosi Makshe Ma socha lahu d'amar ish lokish, v'le shaminan d'amar Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha ispalgan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Rabbi Yochanan omar adam zricha lechaveiro b'metzia, v'le shokish omar ein adam zricha lechaveiro b'metzia. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha said that Rabbi Yosi asked, why do we need to prove that Rabbi Shokish reasons that one cannot acquire on behalf of another? Hasn't he explicitly said his law, as Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha said, quote to the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said that one is able to acquire an ownerless item for another, and Reish Lakish said that one is not able to do so.